Can we start it like, are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording. Okay.
Can we start it like just casual? Like, this wine tastes really good.
Super casual.
Let's talk.
Hello, everybody. We are back for another Bread and Wine. I am here with my lovely wife, Nicole Hill.
Hi, everyone.
She's awesome. And we are doing this every week, we're talking about marriage, finances, parenting, and even topics about your career, which we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
I mean, it's sort of finance related.
Yeah, you know? It is. Yeah, you need money.
We don't want to get fired. Yeah.
To do stuff.
I have some money in a jar above my fridge. I'd like some more. That's where you come in. So something happened this week. We've been talking at work about returning to the office. Mm. I think a lot of people are.
Oh, yeah.
This is a hot topic now. As a matter of fact, I just read an article where they were talking about General Motors' new philosophy is work appropriately. So it's not called work from home. Work it's not called work at the office. At our company, we're doing something called work from here. So that's, you know, interpret how you'd like.
Oh.
But yeah, work appropriately. This is like, so this is a new kind of thing that's come out of COVID, like yes. A silver lining, I'd say.
I hope so. Well, I mean, we talk a little bit about, like, you and I talk about that a lot. Like, what are the things that we liked from all this pandemic business besides the, you know, the death and the people getting sick thing? Mm-hmm. A lot of it's like redefining what work is. And it's been kind of nice having you around here.
I know. In the beginning, it was tough. It was like, I feel like last year around this time, you know, people got ripped away from their norm.
Yeah.
And it takes a while. I mean, we adapt to things as humans. We're really good at that. But it takes a while. It can be shocking in the beginning. So last March, when, you know, all of this kind of happened and we were like, wait, what? We're going to be at home. I think there was a huge learning curve. And at the time, I did not like working from home. I was happy to be back at the office. The chaos of being at home with the kids being here as well and trying to do school and trying to do everything was overwhelming and did not feel good. And I remember thinking to myself, all I want to do is go into the office.
Yeah.
So now flip-flop to, you know, May of this year, and I'm like, well, now I've adapted. And I love being at home. I don't want to go back to the office.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. How are you feeling about, what do you think about being at an office versus at home?
Well, I think in the beginning, I had kind of a similar feeling. Like I started this business in January of 2020 and I had my groove. I was dropping the kids off for their full days of school. I had peace and quiet all day to do my work at home. And then March came and it was like, that was ripped away from me too. And it was like, okay, let's adapt. But it was tough. It was tough. Everybody being at home was tough. And I'm like, well, I'm going to go to Starbucks or I'm going to go to the library. And they're like, nope, Starbucks is closed. Right. Library's closed. I'm like, okay, I'll start working in my car. Like, I got to get out of here. But now, 1 year later, just like you're saying, the kids are back at school full time over the past couple of months. And you and I have been having some fun being around each other and getting things done and, you know, getting our work done. But a lot of it's like, you know, work appropriately, like get it done and focus on other things in your life. So I really like the flexibility that you've had. I mean, either way, whatever's happening, like I'm going to keep working from home. I would maybe like to get out and see people at conferences and coffee shops and things like that, but mostly I'm going to keep staying here. So yeah, I've kind of had a feeling like that as well.
So do you think that workers, I mean, so you've started your own business from home.
Yeah.
Of course, you're going to work as hard as you possibly can at it. However, what if you were still working at your old company,
right, yeah,
collecting a paycheck no matter what, and nobody is really supervising you? I mean, what do you think about the whole when the cat's away, the mice will play kind of thing?
It's a good question. I think I think companies need to remove the sort of old classics of FaceTime and butts in seats and things like that, and they need to focus more on results. If you're getting your job done, if mm-hmm. I've said, hey, here are the 10 things that I need you to get done this month, or here's what your role consists of, and I've done all those things, it shouldn't matter where I am. I really feel that way. Some people thrive a little bit better in an office setting because they get distracted at home, or some people get distracted at the office. I got distracted at the office a lot. I would get caught in chit-chat conversations, and I'd be like, I'm not here to chit-chat. I want to get my work done so that I can go home and be done. And some people want to go to the office to do the chit-chat. You know, it's like, it's... Right. So I don't know. I think it should be results oriented as opposed to physical presence. And I know some managers, depending on what industry you work in, that's real tough for them. Like, how do I make sure they're getting their work done? And yeah. I think that goes to working on different technical systems to make sure that that's happening. Like if you don't know that the person's getting their job done without them like physically being there, then I think something needs to improve with regard to the management. But
I know that I personally, even though I'm like, I'm extremely, I'm hardworking and I'm ethical and, I push myself. I'm a perfectionist, but even with all of those qualities, there are some days when I am not as productive at home on work as I would be at the office. And I hope my boss never listens to this podcast, but I see a load of laundry and I take a 20-minute break and I fold and put it away. And I wouldn't do that if I were at the office. If I were at the office and I had to be in front of my computer, I think I would find something to be proactive about on work stuff. So I just wonder, like with me being a type A personality, but still having trouble really doing as much work as I would in the office, I wonder how many other people are out there that...
Sure. But I mean, would you be filling your time with busy work? I mean, I don't see you like being like, oh, I totally missed that deadline that I was supposed to do and my boss is really mad at me. It's like, you get the work done. You know, I mean, would you fill your time at the office doing other things? I don't know. Do you know what
I mean?
I
just think I would be more proactive about things. Sure. Okay. I would have 40 pieces of flair instead of 30 pieces of flair because I had to be there. Yeah. So it's like, no, I'm not missing deadlines, but I'm just, I'm like making sure that I'm doing what I need to do. But am I being proactive because I'm forced to be there for an extra 4 hours, you know, where like, I don't know.
And I feel like I'm the opposite.
So as an employer, I would kind of think that they would want people to be there.
I think it's personality based because I think I'm the opposite. If I'm in the office, I'm getting less done because there's too much stuff going on. There's the meetings that I have to go to that are unnecessary. There's the chit chatters. There's the office get togethers. It's like, just let me get my work done and get all this stuff is in the way. So I think it's personality based. And given that, depending on how maybe your seniority at the company and the trust level you have with your manager, maybe those are conversations that people can have where it's like, hey, I thrive better in this fashion or I thrive better in this situation.
But don't you think all the employees are going to come to the table with their self-interest at heart?
Absolutely.
Being like, even though, so for me, I know I do a better job for the company when I'm at the office.
Yeah, that's true.
But am I going to come up to, you know, the company and say, I can't be trusted at home. I really need to be there.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to go and say, I work really well at home. And I mean, I do work well at home. I do get things done and I don't feel burnt out by the end of the day. So sometimes I do work at 10 o'clock at night. So I don't know. I think.
Well, maybe there's a give and take with that. It's like, yeah, you might get more productive or more things done, but like, how about the longevity of somebody who's happy in their role? Like, how long am I going to stay at a company that forces me to be in their four walls, even though that cuts down on my long-term happiness?
Yeah, maybe
am I going to maybe seek out a company that's like, no, we're cool, remote work wherever you want? Right. And is maybe that the move?
Right. Maybe attrition rates will go down. Less time will have to be spent onboarding and offboarding people. It's very interesting. I feel like this is all one huge social experiment, and we're not going to know the results until like 10 years from now when we can look back at, with hindsight.
And how about the cost savings for companies? Like if you don't have these gigantic buildings, these commercial real estate buildings where it's like, hey, get a laptop and some internet at home, you're good, you know? If you're going to work at home, you got to take care of your printer. You got to take care of all this stuff. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'll do that.
I bet it's a really boring result. Like it all evens out.
It probably does.
I bet it's just like some people work harder, some people work less hard. And then you save money here, but you spend more money here. And then it's all neutral.
Totally.
Boring.
Well, it depends on the role too. Like, you know, people who are maybe in a more hands-on blue collar or whatever, just hands-on role, they physically have to be somewhere. So this whole return to work, return to office thing is it's like doesn't make
sense. It's not for everybody,
right? But for the people who
if
are
you work on an assembly line,
typing away on a computer all day, glorified email. Like I feel like I did that for 15 years of my career. It's like, what do you actually do all day? I write emails all day long. I'm an emailer. You know, I definitely worked at event marketing and marketing, but it's like I'm pretty much typing emails.
Right.
So it's like, can I type emails at home, please?
Yeah. What about the aspect of being at the office, feeling connected to your coworkers, feeling like you have, I mean, I can't even imagine having started a new job in the middle of this, but there are many, many people who are doing it. What do you think about like the whole social aspect?
I would agree with that. And, you know, I feel like I'm siding on the side of like, you know, work wherever you want. But yeah, I agree with that. I think over the past year, I've definitely felt less of a connection. Yes, because of the choice that I made with leaving my career and starting my own business. But yeah.
Like so that you've seeked out a group of people just to talk to once a week.
Yep.
And you guys don't do business together. It's just like you've assembled a group of coworkers.
I have.
I've to do coffee colleagues. Talk with right? 1 hour a week because you need it.
Yeah. Well, we hash about what's going on in their business, what's going on in ours. So it's like learnings. But yeah, it's like it also helps us to feel connected.
Right.
So yeah, I don't know.
As humans, we need that.
Yeah. Oh.
And there's only so much you can do through email. And
that's true.
You know, I don't.
And the amount of Zoom calls maybe wants to stab your eye out.
Yes.
Because I really like physical presence. You know, I like seeing real people.
There's something about it, something about that X factor of like the stuff we can't see that just doesn't translate through the computer screen.
I agree. Well, maybe it's a hybrid.
But do you think boring again, compromise, hybrid in the middle.
Compromise in middle, man.
I think 2 days a week in the office would be fantastic.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I think that there are, here's my key takeaway.
Mm-hmm. Ready to go? You're going?
I'm going. As an employee, I love working from home, working appropriately, working from here, whatever you want to call it. As an employer, I would want people to be there. That's what I'm gonna say.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll takeaway number two. I will say that this whole return to work phenomenon has a lot to do with the type of work you do. If I grow my business, like right now, I don't have employees, but I have contractors that work with me on certain things. And I can't imagine saying to these people who work all around the country being like, we all need to report to an office. You know, it's like, no, that's the whole point of the industry that we've chosen to be in. And I don't have any employees, but I see, you know, if this thing grows, I can see like I would never imagine, you know, saying that we all have to be in one central spot. So I think it depends on what you do. Maybe larger corporations, larger businesses, it's a requirement. But the small business owner, I don't know, maybe a little bit more nimble, I guess. So it depends on what you do and depends on the type of work you do.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
All right. What's the key takeaway out of that though?
Oh, be flexible. It doesn't have to be one way or the other. I mean, depending on your industry, your situation, make a judgment call, especially if you're a business owner, that fits best for you.
Hmm.
Okay. You think that's boring? You got like a disappointed face with my number two. You're like, cop out.
I really don't like your number two.
Well, top that.
You didn't get my joke.
What?
I really don't like your number twos.
Oh, yeah. That's true. I don't.
Potty talk. Sorry, everyone.
We have a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old. Yeah. Yes, we talk a lot of potty talk.
So number three, I mean, I would say a hybrid is nice. So, mm-hmm. I mean, best of both worlds, because I do think, like, as much as I'm saying I work harder when I'm at the office, I do think if I were to look at my behavior over the course of an entire year, it evens out.
Sure.
It does. I mean, there are days when I've like worked 12 hours from my computer. And I do feel happier with my job. So my want to, you know, jump and go somewhere else is not there.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, boring, but yeah, I think a hybrid is...
What you've done over the past couple of weeks has been, or not a couple of weeks, past couple of months has been that hybrid.
Yeah. Going in 2 days a week. I think it's going to be very interesting to see how companies and people go about this and how it all shakes out. I think it's going to be the most crazy social experiment of our existence.
Absolutely.
Of our, you know, time, our century that we'll be here.
I do hope that they can, like, I mean, the collective of our society can take away from something from this pandemic and be like, all right, well, here's some things that worked.
Yeah.
Let's try to keep some of those things.
Yeah.
And I think about some of the parents that are listening right now, that's like, that's all well and good. Like the work or not work or going to office. It's like, I got to figure out daycare again. I got to figure out, like, it was nice. I had small kids. I could still work, you know, that sort of situation. That's going to be trickier. I mean, we've set ourselves up in a way where I'm going to be able to, you know, pick them up, drop them off, and, you know, feed them and keep them entertained.
Right.
But that's new for us. So anyway, we got to go get them.
Oh my gosh.
It's 12:16. They're getting out in 4 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody, all right. Thank you for being here. Oh my Lord, David, what's up, man? Thank you very much for saying hello. Carlos, of course.
Hi,
what's
Carlos.
Up, brother?
Hi, David.
Stuart, Scott, and Scott saying, I'm hoping for the hybrid.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
I know, right?
I get it, man. I think that's a balance that I think would work for a lot of people.
Scott, what do you think your employer wants?
Yeah,
though?
Right. That's the question. That's where Nicole's going. It's like, you want the hybrid. What is your boss? Absolutely. Well, everybody, thank you so much for being here and chiming in here in the stream. And we're having a lot of fun doing this. So if you want to throw us some topic ideas or just giving us any feedback, you can do that at marriagekidsandmoney.com/voicemail or on social media at Andy Hill MKM. And we'll be back for some more fun next week. We got to go get these children.
All right.
We are considered bad parents.
All right.